A prominent Harvard professor is calling for the university to denounce the work of another faculty member on behalf of Libya. Professor Harry Lewis says the monitor group founded by Harvard Business School professor Michael Porter was wrong to do consulting work for Libyan President Gaddafi's government. The Boston Globe reports Lewis aired his complaints at a faculty meeting yesterday with Harvard President Drew Faust. Professor Lewis joins us now. Good morning and thanks for speaking with us.
Glad to be here.
Professor, what do you want the university to do?
Well, I just wish that every now and then, in among all of the things we say about how wonderful we are and all the good works that members of our community do, which are, I sincerely believe are true, that every now and then we would acknowledge when a member of our community does something that we should be ashamed of. And it just seemed very odd to me that there would be a total silence on this issue, as there has been in the past on similar issues where Harvard faculty have gone off campus to help foreign governments in various ways and become very wealthy in ways that don't bring honor on the university.
You have said, and I asked this in reference to your characterization, that there seems to be silence from the university. You have said, and I'm looking at a quote in today's Boston Globe, shouldn't Harvard acknowledge its embarrassment? Do you think the Harvard community is embarrassed?
I think yes. I think that people who are aware of this, and it has been widely reported that Harvard's name is tied to this report written by a university professor at Harvard. It's the highest rank of faculty distinction. You're claiming that Muammar Gaddafi is running a direct democracy. And you know, you can go to the Harvard website, the website of this Institute for Strategy and Competitiveness or something like that, and the slide deck is up there, and everybody can download it and read this. And it's been reported in the newspapers and other news media. And yes, I do think people at Harvard who are aware of that are just wince when they see Harvard's name linked to that.
Let me ask you this. Have you spoken with the business school professor involved, Porter?
No, I don't know him. I've never met him.
What would you say to him?
And you know, much of what he has to say about Libya may well have been true, that this was a moment of great economic opportunity and there was great promise there. I've gone through all of that. I've just never seen any evidence anywhere. As I said in my report, I cited the Economist's Democracy Index from 2006, that very year, which ranked Libya 161st out of 167 nations in the world in democracy. And I just think democracy is something to be taken seriously, and not we shouldn't. Have a Harvard expert selling the word democracy for a price.
So what would you have? What would you have Professor Porter do?
If there's evidence for the fact that Libya was in fact a direct democracy in 2006, I'd love to see it. I've just not aware of it.
You know, it's no secret that professors at Harvard, professors plural at Harvard, and probably almost every other major university consistently engage in outside consulting work, sometimes for companies or characters or countries not necessarily held in high esteem by society. Should all that outside work be banned?
No, I've actually in my remarks that I made yesterday afternoon, I was very clear in saying that I was not calling for any new rules or regulations, and I wasn't claiming that any existing rules or regulations had been violated. I'm talking about matters of character and morality, and not all of that can be legislated. Those outside engagements very often do a lot of good for the world, and they almost always do, in fact. And so I don't have any problem with that. I do consulting myself. It's not a bad thing.
Professor, you've said that Harvard President Drew Faust responded by saying outside work by faculty members should be done in a thoughtful and responsible way, but added that she doesn't want to be the scold in chief. What was your reaction to that?
That we have to be conscious of the consequences of our outside activities, I think, is in a way is a is a kind of answer to my question, or part of my question, which was, shouldn't we be reminded that we can harm the university and the reputation of all of our colleagues in the university when we engage in activities that disgrace it in that way? So I appreciate, I very much appreciate her saying that.
Harvard professor Harry Lewis, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Harvard computer science professor Harry Lewis.